This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling. Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade here. Are you tired of those uncomfortable dress shirts, especially when they bunch up under a sweater? If so, then you must check out Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Listen up. These shirts are four-way stretch, buttery soft polos with firm dress collars on them, so they give you the dress shirt look, but extremely comfortable polo feel. You can wear them with anything, under a sweater, with a blazer, or by themselves as an elevated polo. They work for any occasion. These polos are perfect, whether it's in the office, on a golf course, or a night out. Collars & Co. is exploding and have gone viral on social media thanks to the $1 million investment they received on Shark Tank from Mark Cuban and Peter Jones. You don't have to worry about collars that flop down and spread out. They stay firm and sharp all day. It's an amazing array of sweaters, quarter zips, pants, and outerwear. If you're looking for the performance dress shirt or polo that looks great all day, check out collarsandco.com. Use promo code Brian for 15% off of any purchase of $100 or more. That's promo code Brian.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
When you consider some of Donald Trump's behaviors and policies, like deploying federal forces to U.S. cities, undermining the Department of Justice's independence, attempting to overturn the 2020 election, does that not trouble you deeply?
Well, of course. I was really the tip of the spear in the 2020 election in Pennsylvania. But I think at this point right now, we are not in an autocracy. You know, we're in a democracy, and that's why they were able to shut our government down.
Katie Couric just is incensed by Donald Trump being alive, let alone be president, and took on John Fetterman, who wrote a great book, and it's a very self-deprecating book, just about what his life has been like, how he got to where he's gotten. You're not going to see much positive. John Fetterman had a very tough childhood, and then we know what happened with his stroke. And now he is somebody that's moderate and reasonable. And as he does his book tour, he's getting huge pushback from places like where Katie Couric, whatever she's on, and The View. Tommy Lahren knows it now. Tommy, do you think it's a surprise to a degree, Senator Fetterman, that he's getting this type of pushback on the left?
Not at all, because they will eat their own. That's the new era of the Democrat Party. It used to be they would all fall in line. Yeah. That was under Nancy. Nancy kept everybody in line. Back in the days of AOC and the formation of the squad, Nancy was able to get all of those women and all of those men, all of them. She was able to whip them into shape, and they all fell in line. But now, it's just no man's land. It's the Lord of the Flies over in the Democrat Party. So if they see somebody that's a little bit more moderate, by the way, moderates actually win elections for Democrats, not the far left. They will go after you. They will shame you, berate you, bully you. That's what they do, of course, to Fetterman. And it's not going to end anytime soon.
I want you to hear a little bit more. Here's Fetterman and Couric talking about Charlie Kirk, cut 26.
I just chose not to take the opportunity to argue his views after children left his father in the most violent public way. We have to turn the temperature down. Extreme rhetoric makes it easier for extreme reactions or to justify them.
I think some people might say Charlie Kirk's rhetoric was extreme. You know, I think that's the conversation that happened. People condemned political violence, but they also felt a great deal of discomfort with his language, suggesting that these kinds of words lead to violence. I don't know. I'm just kind of sharing my observations as I saw the conversations unfold.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think we agree that we probably didn't agree with much of what he said. But I'm sure we both agree that you shouldn't shoot people, you know, and you shouldn't execute them in public. And that's, I think that's two things must be true, that free speech, I'm an absolute free speech guy, and you have the right to say these things. And you definitely also have the right not to get shot by sharing your views.
So he's trying to put her in place. What's she talking about? Can you make sense of her point of view?
Well, it's clearly Trump derangement syndrome. And that's not just for Donald Trump, by the way. That's just anybody associated with America First, the MAGA movement, doesn't matter. But what was she trying to get at there with those questions? That's what I'm really trying to figure out. Are you trying to say, well, you know, it's awful that he got assassinated, but look at all the things that he said?
Yeah.
That's what she, I mean, really, we don't have to do a lot of digging to figure out that that's exactly the point that she was trying to make. That, you know, if you say things that make people feel uncomfortable, then, you know, maybe your assassination isn't as tragic. That's really, if she was being honest, she would have just said it like that. And I love when she say, that's what many people are observing. No, that's what you're observing. Just say it. Just say, yeah. I don't like him, so I don't really care that he was assassinated and that a woman has lost her husband and two children have lost their father and an entire movement has lost one of their leading voices. Just say that. I'd have more respect for her. Katie Couric used to be a respected journalist, right? Like many people that have gone down this route. And now she's a joke and she's a farce. And honestly, with this interview, I feel like she's just maybe not that great of a person.
Right. Well, I mean, one thing is pretty clear. She has everything you just said. The other thing is she was reading those questions. I'm thinking to myself, you can't come up with questions off the cuff on John Fetterman. You're pretty much outraged by Charlie Couric. So my feeling is too, and tell me if you agree with this, is that she's got an algorithm that goes way left. And they're probably one of these people, I don't got TikTok, but one of these people that just only getting what they think is inflammatory statements out of context from Charlie Couric. And she's like, oh, did you see this? Did you see this? Did you see this? And I'm wondering, because they skew popular opinion. That's one of the main reasons I want TikTok out of here and any foreign entity out of here when it comes to a news service. They can skew public opinion by what you see. And being that they already label her a left-wing journalist, is she only getting the stuff that she feels as though that Charlie Couric, if taken out of context, would be inflammatory? Does she not know what a Charlie Couric speech is actually like?
I'm sure not. I don't think she's probably gone in and done her own research
just
on
to
that.
One speech.
But what I find so maddening about all of this is that they often deem Charlie Couric, President Trump, people like you, people like me, we're always controversial. The things that we say are always inflammatory. Meanwhile, on the other side, they just elected Jay Jones in Virginia, right? They believe there are 72 genders, men can be women, and white men should take the place of even black women in their own locker rooms and spaces. We saw that even in California.
Yep.
But we're controversial and extreme. We're inflammatory?
Yeah.
I don't even care to buy into that narrative. Even if you want to pick apart Charlie Couric and you want to take him out of context and you want to take bits and pieces, even those bits and pieces to me are not as egregious of the full statements that we're hearing from Democrats that they're not apologizing for, that we don't have to take out of context because they're quite proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Virginia. There is no floor. The Democrat Party has no floor. I don't want to hear about inflammatory on the right anymore.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade here. Are you tired of those uncomfortable dress shirts, especially when they bunch up under a sweater? If so, then you must check out Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Listen up. These shirts are four-way stretch, buttery soft polos with firm dress collars on them, so they give you the dress shirt look, but extremely comfortable polo feel. You can wear them with anything, under a sweater, with a blazer, or by themselves as an elevated polo. They work for any occasion. These polos are perfect, whether it's in the office, on a golf course, or a night out. Collars & Co. is exploding and have gone viral on social media thanks to the $1 million investment they received on Shark Tank from Mark Cuban and Peter Jones. You don't have to worry about collars that flop down and spread out. They stay firm and sharp all day. It's an amazing array of sweaters, quarter zips, pants, and outerwear. If you're looking for the performance dress shirt or polo that looks great all day, check out collarsandco.com. Use promo code Brian for 15% off of any purchase of $100 or more. That's promo code Brian. Right. When those text messages are exposed, they know who this Republican's family is. I want to shoot them all, basically, and kill the kids. And this guy still won. Have you thought about how he won? Like, can you make sense of how Jay Jones won?
Well, I think we heard it earlier in the year from some of the folks on the Democrat base. I think it was an Axios article that said they want blood. They want resistance to President Trump. They want their Democrat leaders to be willing to put their lives on the line to fight President Trump. So there's really not a big jump from that to let's elect the guy that was talking about peeing on someone's grave. So I don't think there's a big jump. That's where they are.
It's pretty crazy. But, you know, Virginia had so, but plus this guy, the one they had in power, was doing a great job. Jason was doing great. So I want to talk about what J.D. Vance was, did, gave a great interview with Sean Hannity yesterday. One time he just opened up and he said about 2028, he's going to sit down and he's going to talk to President Trump about 2028 before they do anything. Right now, he's going to spend the next year trying to get to the midterm elections and make sure they don't fail. And indicating that Rubio is a friend and his best friend on the cabinet. My thing is, there's no way Rubio's running if J.D. Vance is running. I don't want to play a side. I just want to get your take. That's a summary of it. Your thoughts about J.D. Vance's approach to running, and would he, is he going to be essentially looked at as an incumbent and very few except for fringe running against him?
I think it's his if he wants it. I would like to see Rubio, but I think that that's going to end up having to be a joint ticket. And I'm not mad at that. I think it's a great one. I think that we need to figure out what's going to happen in these midterms. By the way, I think they should run as incumbents if we still have the MAGA movement strong. But what we saw a couple weeks ago is that if Trump's not on the ballot, Republicans don't show up. So the Republican Party is going to figure out how to remedy that. Is that with J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, an extension of President Trump and MAGA? Perhaps. Let's see what midterms look like next year, though. Can Republicans actually get out when you don't have President Trump on that stage and on that ballot?
And could you see Governor DeSantis running? Can you see Kristi Noem running? Can you see Governor Youngkin running if J.D. Vance is in?
I think that Ron DeSantis is probably so...
Brian Kemp.
Yeah, probably so scarred from what happened to him in the primary and the way MAGA really turned on him. I think he's the most effective governor in the country, and he has been for quite some time. By the way, I would like to see him run, but I don't think he's going to do that to himself again because of what the conservative movement did to him when he dared to challenge President Trump. Now, I think President Trump and Ron DeSantis have a good relationship. We know President Trump forgives people.
He does.
And look at J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio being two great examples of that.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't think you're going to see a Brian Kemp. I don't think we're ever going to go back the way of the McCains and the Romneys. I think it's going to be much more in the realm of the Rubio, the Vance.
And I think the one thing J.D. Vance is so smart at, two things. Number one, don't get in front of the president even when he's in his last 2 years. He's not going to like that. And number two is, I'm going to have him informed every step of the way. Because you don't want to get out in front. You do an interview and you say, well, maybe I wouldn't have hit the Iranian nuclear sites. Mm-hmm. That type of thing will set... The president will do an interview the next day. He goes, very disappointed to hear that J.D. Vance said, I could see this scenario, and I think J.D. is too smart for that. Tommy, who do you have coming up this weekend?
We've got a lot coming up. We got 6 hours of content. Plus, I'm joining you on Sunday night.
Yes.
So for
a
media,
wear you out.
Yes, and a media segment that I'm very excited about. So and
10
I'm
a.m. Now, 10 p.m.
10 p.m., yes. And I'm heading over to Outnumbered in a little bit. So
we're going to see you in 15 minutes.
Yes.
All right, same outfit?
Yes.
You don't have time for a costume change.
No, I don't.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.